On Tuesday, April 3rd, the spring primary elections for nonpartisan purposes were held in Wisconsin. Most voters took advantage of the opportunity to vote for the state Supreme Court and also local school board, county board, judicial elections. But in 9 communities across the state, there was a referendum on the ballot, a referendum asking the state of Wisconsin to petition Congress to amend the United States Constitution to clarify that only human beings should have inalienable human rights and that money is not the same thing as free speech. These are necessary conditions to getting big money out of politics. All the referenda passed with overwhelming majorities. Green County, 78%. St. Croix County, 77%. The cities of La Crosse, 88%. Marshfield, 81%. Sun Prairie, 83%. And Rice Lake, 81%. The villages of McFarland, 79%. And Wittenberg, 83%. And the town of Sand Creek in Dunn County, 77%. That brings the total to 129 Wisconsin communities that have called for an amendment. In total, about 3 million people, that's more than half of all citizens of Wisconsin, live in those jurisdictions. Countrywide, 19 state legislatures have voted for this amendment, as well as over 770 towns, villages, cities, and counties. This is the premier issue of our time. No matter what your primary concern is, be it health care, women's rights, the environment, education, you name it, that cause is a lost cause, as long as you're up against the big money of the vested interests. The real issue, the underlying issue of our day, the most important issue of our time, is getting big money out of politics. And after the Supreme Court's disastrous decision in 2010 in the Citizens United case, that corporations are the same as human beings, the only way we're going to be able to reverse it is through this constitutional amendment. The most recent 9 communities out of the 129 in Wisconsin agree with this, and you should as well. This has been Richard S. Russell from South Central Wisconsin, United to Amend.